Cyborg Morality. Traffic lights rule. Billions of people all over the world obey traffic lights. It's a matter of trust. A traffic light is so dumb that it works for practically nothing, and a traffic light is pretty much incorruptible. It makes a great bureaucrat. For similar reasons, cash registers and other business machines are steadily growing in influence. Computers are like traffic lights. They have our trust. We're turning a greater and greater percentage of our governance over to machines. If you disagree with a computer about something, the computer is more than willing to explain how it reached that conclusion in excruciating detail, assuming you have the source code and the debugger. Computers are objective by their very nature. Given the same task and the same inputs, they will produce the same outputs time after time. The invention of writing brought big changes to society. When you write something down, it just stays there for a long, long time. It's artificial memory enhancement. Those who could write and read became politically powerful. They ruled by having superior means of storing and transmitting information. When the printing press was invented, it shook up the established order again. Those who controlled printing presses and the distribution of mass quantities of information became more powerful than those who could merely read and write. Telegraph, telephone, radio, TV, cell phones, digital and video cameras, and the internet have all been blows to established interests that control older forms of information processing and distribution. These changes are coming at an accelerated rate. The price of acquiring and distributing information is falling rapidly. Authoritarian social institutions based on the control of information are losing traction. Mainstream media, governments, the educational system, and the corporate economy are losing credibility. Computers and the internet have increasing credibility. Some say this will eventually lead to a takeover of the world by machines. I don't think that's likely. I think it will always be people against people. Our machines will help us in the struggle against our opponents. The machines of our opponents will also be our opponents. The dividing line between us and our machines will probably blur until there is no real way to tell the difference. The bandwidth of the communications between man and machine will continue to increase until man and machine are essentially one entity. If technology continues to develop, our descendants will be cyborgs. But they will be mostly moral cyborgs. The forces of social evolution that have made honesty the best policy for humans will not be repealed. Those social forces might actually be enhanced by advancing technology. More and more of our survival is determined by our ability to process information. And morality is a mechanism for a team to enhance its ability to process information. That is true no matter what entities are in the team. Our cyborg descendants will have more information processing capacity than we do. But the teams that are the most honest will continue to be the most effective. Deceit, violence, and slavery may flourish for a while, but they can't compete against honesty and voluntary cooperation in the long term. When a cyborg lies, he will complicate his life just as a human does when he lies. While the liar is trying to remember what lies he told to whom, the honest entity is devoting all his intellectual capacity to solving real problems. The law of tangled webs applies to any thinking entity. Death, destruction, and a failure to provide for the future will continue to be evolutionary dead ends. They will gradually fade away, assuming that some short-term evil impulse does not destroy our world and our civilization first. Even for cyborgs, freedom works. Always and for everyone, slavery sucks.